Peoria and Manitoba take two. Time for tonight's Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and the Coil Insurance Agency in Peoria. Their phone number is 692-5522. Brennan Rourke with Ribman head coach Jared Bednar. Coach, what do you take away from last night's game? A close game throughout until the end of 3-goal third did it for them.
Yeah, it was, wasn't our best game as a, all around as a group last night, and we're looking to rebound here tonight. I feel like we can skate better as a team and play more physical. Just really get back to our identity and what's made us successful throughout the season.
You think the layoff played any part in what happened last night?
Well, I don't think it certainly didn't help our legs. I think we had a lot of guys that were struggling to find their legs, and some guys found them throughout the game, and then we kind of disappeared in the third period as well. And missing some forwards up front, our penalty kill wasn't quite as good as it had been, and not skating, we just didn't put enough pressure on their defense, really 5-on-5, to create our forecheck like we would like to, and put more pressure on their D and goalie here tonight, and make sure we get some traffic to the net, and I think we can be successful.
What did you notice on the penalty kill last night? Obviously, they got a couple of lucky bounces as well, but the issue last night?
Yeah, just a step slow, I think. You know, it was, when you look at it, positionally, we were pretty good on the goals they scored. One of them hit our defenseman in front, and I thought we were in good position on that goal, but found its way to the top corner. Another one, Ryan Reeves blocked the shot up top, and it just kind of deflected funny off the side of the net, and they had a guy waiting there, hammered it in the empty net on the side of the net there. So, but the one thing we didn't do very well is we didn't clear the puck very well when we won battles down in our zone and created the turnover and got possession of the puck. We didn't get it all the way down the ice, which made it tough for our guys to change, and we got extended out there a little bit and then couldn't be as quick to attack them as we wanted to be.
That top unit with Hensick, Mink, and Nesbitt held off the board again for the most part as a unit. How do you get them going even strength?
Yeah, you know, they scored a really nice power play goal there in the beginning of the second period, and that gave them a little bit of life for a while, but for the most part, they're pretty quiet 5-on-5, and them being our top line and our go-to line, we rely on them heavily to produce offensively for us. Last night wasn't their night. Again, those are a couple of the guys that I was speaking of earlier when we were trying to get them to skate better and find their legs, and they battled it a little bit last night. So hopefully, you know, another skate this morning and the break 2 days behind us now, hopefully that they find their legs and get moving here a little bit better tonight to create some offensive chances.
Oyster gets back in the lineup. Didn't take him long to find the score sheet. He helps out not only even strength, but on the power play too.
Yeah, I thought he was one of our strongest players last night. It's a tribute to him. You know, I think that he worked extremely hard both on the ice and in the gym when he was injured. He knew he was only be gone till right after Christmas, and it was a hand injury. So lucky for us, he was able to skate every day, and he did that and pushed himself hard and came back in top condition, and it showed last night. I think he was skating better than a lot of our guys that had been playing. We certainly needed the break and needed to get away mentally from the game for a few days over Christmas, but now it's time to get back to it. That's two games in a row where we haven't been our best, and tonight's certainly a huge rebound game for us. Get back to our identity and play in our style, and if we have more guys that play like Oyster did last night, we're going to be all right.
Nigrosik again here tonight, so you addressed 70. What are your thoughts on Mark Andari playing on the wing last night?
Well, it's going to take him a little bit to get used to the position. Obviously, it's new to him. He's played defense all through junior. He is a crafty guy. He's strong in the puck, and he can create some things down low, both physically and then, he's a shifty guy. He's quick in small areas down low. So I'd like to see him get a few more pucks to the net and use his strength in corners a little bit better in the battles and just create a little bit of space for himself and then find ways to get shots to the net and get his body to the net as well to bang in some second chance opportunities.
Same team again tonight. Do you change anything, or is it more about execution?
I think it's more about us getting back to our identity and our execution. I really think moving our feet is going to help us. I think hopefully our guys do find their legs, and we just execute our game plan a little bit better here tonight.
That's Ribman head coach Jared Bednar coming up on the show. We'll give you the starting lineups and drop the puck between the Rivermen and the Moose on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.